The Holy War, Episode 12. Under Shaddai, Diabolus continued, you must be bound by laws that will pinch you and be made to do that which is now hateful to you. I'm on your side if you are for me. And it is better to die valiantly than to live like pitiful slaves. But I tell you, the life of a slave will be counted a life too good for man's soul now. Blood, blood, nothing but blood is in every blast of Shaddai's trumpet against poor Mansoul now. I beg you, be concerned. I hear he is coming. Get up and stand armed for battle now, while you have the time to do so, and so you may learn from me some feats of war. I have armor for you, made by me, yes, and it is sufficient for Mansoul from top to toe. And so armed, you cannot be hurt by what his force can do. That is, if you can keep well girded with it and keep it fastened about you. You are welcome, therefore, to come to my castle and harness yourselves for the war. There is helmet, breastplate, sword, shield, and whatnot that will make you fight like men. First, explained the giant, my helmet, otherwise called a headpiece, is hope of doing well at last, whatever lives you choose to live. Those who used my helmet said anyone who wears it have peace enough to add drunkenness to thirst, even if they walked in the wickedness of their heart. It is truly a piece of approved armor, and whoever has it, and as long as one can hold it, no arrow, dart, sword, or shield can hurt him. Therefore, don't remove this piece of armor, and you will deflect many a blow, my Mansoul. Next, my breastplate is a breastplate of iron. I had it forged in my own country, and all my soldiers are armed with it. In plain language, it is a hard heart, a heart as hard as iron, and as much beyond feeling as a stone. If you get and keep it, neither mercy shall overcome you, nor judgment frighten you. This, therefore, is a piece of armor most necessary for all to put on who hate Shaddai, as well as fight against him under my banner. Third, my sword is a tongue that is set on fire of hell. It can bend itself to speak evil of Shaddai, his son, his ways, and his people. Use this. It has been tried 1,000 times twice told. Whoever has it, keeps it, and makes use of it as I would desire of him, and can never be conquered by my enemy. Fourth, my shield is unbelief, or more precisely, calling the truth of the word into question, or opposing all the sayings that speak of Shaddai's appointed judgment upon wicked men. Use this shield. Many attempts he has made upon it, and sometimes, it is true, it has been bruised. Yet they that have written of the wars of Emmanuel against my servants have testified that he could do no mighty work there because of their unbelief. Now, to handle this weapon of mine correctly, you must not believe things because they are true, of what sort or by whomsoever asserted. If he speaks of judgment, ignore it. If he speaks of mercy, again, ignore it. If he promises good and he swears he would not harm Mansoul if it turns again to him, regard not what is said. Question the truth of all he says, for this is to wield the shield of unbelief properly, as my servants ought to do. He who does otherwise doesn't love me. Neither do I count him anything but an enemy to me. Fifth, another part or piece, said Diabolus, of my excellent armor is a mute and prayerless spirit, a spirit that hates the cry for mercy. Be sure to make use of this, my Mansoul. What, cry for quarter? Never do so if you are truly mine. I know you are brave men, and I'm sure that I have dressed you with proven armor. Then let a cry to Shaddai for mercy be far from you. Besides all this, I have a maul, firebrands, arrows, and death, all good hand weapons, which are excellent for destruction and slaughter. After he had furnished his men with armor and arms, he addressed them with such words as these. "Remember," said he, "that I am your rightful king, and that you have taken an oath and entered into a covenant to be true to me and my cause. I say, remember this, and show yourselves strong and valiant men of Mansoul. Remember also the kindness I have always shown to you, and that without your asking, I have granted you external things. For this reason, the privileges, grants, immunities, profits, and honors, which I have gifted you, requires your loyalty in return, my lion-like men of Mansoul. And don't you think that appropriate when such a time should arise when another should seek to take my dominion over you into his own hands?" One word more, and I'm done. If we can stand and overcome this one shock or brunt, there is not a doubt in my mind that all the world will be ours. And when that day comes, oh, my darlings, I will make you kings, princes, and captains, yes. And what brave days shall we have then? To be continued.